From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. I'm joined by Greg Shufelt, a political scientist with the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This week, Republican Michael Lamoureux resigned his position as president pro tem of the state Senate to serve as chief of staff for Governor-elect Asa Hutchinson. What becomes of this void in the state Senate? We just held elections. What's in store for the communities surrounding Russellville?
In Arkansas, as in many other states, when vacancies become open, government tries to work quickly to fill them. And so this is something that, because of term limits, because many elected officials are ambitious, this is something that the state of Arkansas, but other states, are getting fairly used to. So in Arkansas in the past, we had a special election just earlier this year in January, and it's something that we've had in 2011 as well to fill state legislative seats. So it's something that the voters of Arkansas are getting a little bit more used to.
And do you think voter fatigue will play any role in any possible special election primaries or the special election itself?
Yes, absolutely. So compared to other countries, voters in the U.S. are kind of asked to vote more frequently. And in a special election, when there's often just the one race on the ballot, turnout is quite low. And turnout in Arkansas, compared to other states, is already generally lagging behind. And with the fatigue of all of the ads and all of the money that was spent on November's election, I think most people are probably ready for a break.
After the midterms and Lamoureux's exit, the state Senate doesn't appear to have enough votes to reauthorize the private option, as it exists now anyway. Does the program's reauthorization look any more or less likely to pass, given that moderate Republicans now have one less on their side when they partner with Democrats to try and pass the program in January?
Well, I think that there's two ways to think about this. So Senator Lamoureux was a Republican that was willing to work across the aisle and kind of form this bipartisan solution for the private option. And so while losing him in the Senate is potentially a blow, it provides a new link or a better relationship between the legislative and the executive branch. So it's possible that Senator Lamoureux is able to actually have more of an influence and persuade fellow Republicans and Democrats to extend the private option. So there is that possibility. But the election last Tuesday definitely changed the outlook and the breakdown of those in favor and those against, so it will definitely be an uphill battle.
And do you think that Hutchinson selecting that private option supporter, Lamoureux, as chief of staff, does that suggest that he wants to use him to help pass that program?
I don't know that I would say that it's specifically with that program in mind, but I think his selection as chief of staff shows that he is potentially interested in keeping up with the kind of pragmatic track record that our previous governors have had in Arkansas. And this could be viewed as an olive branch to moderate Republicans and to the few Democrats that are left in the state House and in the state Senate, that he's willing to work with whoever's willing to come to the table to find a solution.
And the vacancy in the president pro tem position in the state Senate also affects the newly authorized, soon-to-be-created commission to study legislative pay, part of that ethics and term limits amendment that voters just authorized.
Yes.
Any thoughts on possible replacements or what it could mean for that commission?
While I don't have a name in mind, I think it's much more likely that the state Senate moves very quickly to replace Lamoureux in that position well before that they've set a date for a special election. So I would anticipate that Senate Republicans will move very quickly to fill that leadership void.
I've been speaking with Greg Shufelt, a political scientist at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. Thanks for talking with us.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.